welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And, today's going to be a bit of a, like they all are, right? A rambling episode. But I was speaking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about the Tenkar's Tavern blog, tenkarstavern.com, and how well it has been trending on the Alexa rankings. If you know what Alexa is, surprisingly, it's also owned by Amazon, right? We all have these things, our devices in the house, but this is a ranking system for websites. And I usually, the Tenkar's Tavern blog usually ranks somewhere between like 300,000 and mid 500,000 in overall rankings worldwide. Lower is better. Like Google is like number one, I guess. I've been trending very well over the last 90 days or so, last couple of months. And I'm knocking on 200,000. I'm like 206K. And I say I because I'm putting up these posts daily. And I was trying to figure out, you know, why I'm doing so well, why the Tenkar's Tavern blog is doing as well as it is. And I do believe some part of it has to do with the demise of Google+. If you want old school gaming news, you no longer have Google+ and its circles as a way to get such information. And I try to be on top of such stuff. So either you're getting it through the podcast, or you're getting it through the blog, or you're getting it through both. And I said, I think that's got a good portion to it. And my friend was like, yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. But he goes, you're a rarity these days. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you write and you don't worry about what you write. And when you talk, you don't worry about what you talk about. And I went, that doesn't make sense. And it's like, what, you're not worried about offending people. You're not worried about saying or writing something that's going to blow up in your face. I was like, well, it's kind of hard to prevent something from blowing up in your face, especially if you are going to be true to yourself and not worry about that stuff. Because, well, that's why I think that you have such success is because you're not worried about it. And I was like, well, I'm not worried about it because, well, A, I have for my prior occupation with the NYPD, I had a very politicalized position as a liaison to another city agency. And you learn to walk a certain line in your words. You don't want to give away certain secrets and stuff. But at the same time, I've also learned that threats are merely threats. You can't come along and tell me you don't like somebody I interviewed on this podcast or somebody's Kickstarter project that I happen to highlight on the blog because they're guilty of wrongthink years ago or, you know, a segment of gaming finds them to be guilty of some transgression. I don't care. Okay. If you produce good gaming shit that is useful for the old school gamers, I'll talk about it. I'll write about it. I'll interview you. I don't care. I'm not going to want to talk about or post about whatever possible stupidity you did in the past. Or maybe it isn't stupidity. Maybe you just are being interpreted wrong by a segment of society in our gaming area. Or maybe you've reformed. I don't care. Okay? Produce good gaming shit and I'll talk about it. Really isn't harder than that because if you read the blog, you listen to this podcast, are you looking to get gaming news? Are you looking to get information on some gaming resources or what's going on in the hobby? Or Are you looking to play out some, I don't know, LARP within the hobby? Because remember, we play games, right? And we play games to escape. You play a game, you want to put away real world responsibilities and real world drama. And you want a game. So, well, I have always been of the mindset that if you're going to read a blog or listen to a podcast, that it should be free of such drama. Now, some people like to bring that drama into it from the outside. It's like, well, 10Car shared this new release, but we don't like the author. Therefore, we're gonna tell him so, and he should take it down. First, if you fucking know me, I've not deleted a podcast episode. I have not removed a blog post. I will apologize on it. I will certainly edit in an apology. But what you do online is there forever. Okay? You can't make it go away because you had a tweet that offended somebody and you take that tweet off. I got news for you. Some fucker out there has a copy of your tweet. Or the Wayback Machine has a copy of your blog post, or somebody downloaded your podcast, even though you've took it out of circulation, that episode that offended those that get perpetually offended. I don't care about them. This isn't a podcast for people that are looking for reasons to get offended. Never has been. Never will be. The blog is not a blog for people who are looking to get offended. Never has been. Never will be. The Discord server. We are, I think, knocking on 2,200 members. We're getting there. It's low drama. Well, and it's active. We have two hosted chats a week. We record two podcasts a week on it with live audiences with multiple hosts. That would be Coast to Coast, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, Breakfast Club, Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern. You know, we do Tavern Chat Wednesday nights at 9, Frog Chat Tuesday nights at 9. This is all low drama. Why would it be low drama? Because people police themselves. They understand that the Discord server is not a place to go LARPing for their real-life issues. Right? If you want to, I don't know, march, protest, wave flags, wave fingers, do whatever you want to do. That's great, man. You do that in real life. You don't bring it to my gaming. You don't bring it to my communities, because my communities don't want that shit. So I feel very, very free because of that. I don't worry about that shit. I don't. I want to talk about gaming. I want to talk about geek stuff. I want to talk about stuff that interests you away from your real life issues. We all have real life issues. We all have things that we are passionate about. And that's great because that defines us on a huge level. But what we have in common in the gaming community is gaming, nerddom, geekdom, sci-fi and fantasy and all this other wonderful stuff. And I like to stress what brings us together. What makes us share things in common, not what divides. And if you're somebody who defines yourself on what divides you from others, then you're probably not going to enjoy any of the communities that the tavern is part of or hosts. You're not going to enjoy this podcast because I don't go there. You're not going to enjoy the blog because I don't go there. And I've been told, well, by not going there, you're taken aside. If you're somebody that says something like that, all due respect, go fuck yourself. because I don't want to talk about it. That's the choice that I've made. But you know what? That's the choice that the communities face on a tavern, the Ten Cards Tavern Facebook community, the Discord community, this podcast, the blog. If you're digging it, if you feel like this is where you are comfortable, then you understand what I'm talking about too. Listen, I have real life friends from all political spectrums. That's fine. That again, that is something that it's going to be part of human nature. We're all different. We're never going to walk the same line. I don't even walk the same line with my wife sometimes, but that doesn't make a difference because it's what we have in common that makes those bonds. And that's what we should be stressing, right? So, like I said, it was a bit rambly, but I think that the success of the communities that the tavern is putting out there is because I don't give a fuck about the opinions of these small groups with loud fucking voices. I don't. What I care about are the people like you listening, read the blog, and are participating on Discord and in Facebook. You're the ones that I care about because we are stressing our commonalities. We're not looking to start trouble because somebody's differences. So you are the ones that I do this for. You're the ones that get me writing a blog post and get me putting up a podcast on a daily basis. Okay? It's not for those small groups of loud voices that like to pontificate and tell everybody what to do. It's for those of us that want to game. Right? Those of us that want to geek out and be nerds and talk sci-fi and talk fantasy and talk movies and talk comic books and all that other fun shit. If you define yourself by negativity, you're not going to have a good time. You're certainly not going to feel at home within the tavern. Okay? As always, folks, thank you for listening. This one kind of went off on its own. It's been butchering around in my head for a couple of days, I guess, and it leaked out now. But really, thank you. I appreciate my community and those of you that participate or are silent observers or silent participants. That's all fine. It's all good. I thank you. Those of you that are going to ShireCon, I'm probably going to arrive at ShireCon, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm running a game at 1, so I'll have time to hang out a little bit beforehand, and I'll probably wrap up the game around 4:15, 4:30-ish, and then head back to New York. But if you're there, I'd love to shake your hand. I'd love to put a voice to probably a name I've seen in a forum or a face to somebody's left a voicemail. So I'm looking forward to it. As always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow.